voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey, stops by and we talk about what's going on with the Herd. Jim Olander is here. How are you this morning, Jim?
I'm good. Good morning.
It's good to see you again.
It's always great to be here.
And I hate this. And I know you hate it a lot more than I do.
We've been spoiled. We're in a stretch where all we talked about was wins, so
yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, where things were going really well, and as we've talked about kind of since the winter break, the Stampede have had a tough time getting, putting wins up on the board.
Yeah, I think even going back to this weekend, I think the good news is we're making a lot of progress. I mean, when we first came back from the winter break, we were not a good team at all. I mean, we weren't even, to be honest, we won two games against Fargo, and no disrespect to them, but they're a young team, and they've won five games all year, and I think had we played anyone else, we probably wouldn't have been able to win. So we may have gotten a little lucky, and then it caught up to us when we started playing better teams. But the good news is now we're starting to play better hockey. The unfortunate thing is we're still not getting the wins. You know, obviously we'd like to be able to pull a couple of these games out, and, you know, over the weekend we had 2-1-goal losses again against Tri-City, and that's a team that's kind of had our number this year, and thank goodness we don't have to play them anymore, so we don't have to worry about them. But for whatever reason, they kind of had our number, and we just haven't been able to. We haven't been able to get that bounce. Haven't been able to find a way to get that game-winning goal or take that lead late. And obviously, it's costing us right now. So that's something that obviously we need to correct. But I think on the positive side of things, we're seeing the team play better. We're seeing a better effort, and we've also made some moves here over the last week and a half, so hopefully with some new blood in here, that can kind of spark the team and get us rolling.
Yeah, and that's got to be frustrating. As you and I were talking about off the air, it's not as if you're going up and getting blanked game after game. Mm-hmm. It's a contest. You guys are in there. It's just not quite able to get the win. Talk about some of the moves that you guys have made and what that's going to mean for the squad.
Well, since we've had trouble beating Tri-City, we figured let's take some of their players away and see that they've obviously had success. So, it's kind of rare. I mean, usually you don't see multiple trades with the same team, but it's just kind of the way that it's worked. And really what's happening is Tri-City is really preparing for next year. So what they're doing is they're taking some players, some of their better players, and moving them on and giving them a chance to compete in playoffs. And the guys that we have right now are just guys that aren't going to be coming back next year. They're going to be going on to college next season. So for Tri-City, it's an opportunity for them to get a couple of younger players, maybe get a draft pick or two, and be prepared. And our coaching staff really feels that we want to go for it. We know we've got a good team. We just need to tweak a few things. And, but we're also set up very well next year. We have a number of draft picks. We have a really good, what we call affiliate list, and that's the players that are protected that can come here next year. So they feel that, we're really in a good spot and we can afford to do this. So we've brought in a couple defensemen, Garrett Cecere, who made his debut last weekend, and we played Tri-City. So his first game in a Stampede uniform was against his former team, which is a little awkward for him, but he's a really good skilled defenseman. He's not the biggest guy, but he showed right away that he's going to bring some real skill to that to the blue line, and he's also an offensive defenseman, so he's offensive minded and can really get some points scored for us. So and then we also this week now we acquired Nolan Glukowski, who is actually Garrett Cecere's one of his best friends, and played with him as well on the blue line from time to time in Kearney and Tri-City. He's a bigger guy. He's 6 foot, 200 some pounds, so he's a big defenseman. He also has a lot of skill and a strong shot, and is a guy that can also play on the power play, can do special teams. He'll be on our power play and in our penalty kill unit, which is a big plus. And then yesterday, the latest acquisition was Christian Horn, who is the Storm's leading scorer. He had 25 points in 28 games. A kid that actually played last year at the University of Minnesota, wasn't getting the playing time that he'd hoped for, so he left after last season and came to the USHL. He just actually, yes, we got him yesterday, committed to St. Lawrence University, so a quick turnaround. But we're excited to have him, and he's a skilled forward who actually scored the game-winning goal against us on Saturday night. So Between the three of those, you know, and we've actually got a total of five new players here over the last month and a half. And really coaches, you know, the trade deadline's next week, but he kind of feels like he hopes that this is it, that we shouldn't have to make any more moves. And, you know, these are guys that can help us win now. And that's the biggest thing. So I think we have the talent. We've shown it here over the last, over the first couple months of the season. Now we just need to get back on track, and hopefully that starts this weekend.
Jim Olander of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey is here, and let's talk about this weekend. We got Thomas Vanek night coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thomas, obviously our greatest player in franchise history. He holds numerous records for most points in a season, most goals in a season, most goals in a career, and most points in a career. So we're paying tribute to him, and we're going to be doing a lot of fun things. It starts with the doors opening. First 500 fans are going to get an actual Thomas Vanek bobble. So that's going to be the really nice, and I think that'll be exciting for our fans. It'll be in his old Stampede uniform, so you want to get there early. Doors open at 6:15, and first 500 fans will get that. And then during the game, we're going to be doing a bunch of different tributes to him. We've got some old highlights that we found from his Stampede days, and kind of, you know, go in order from his Stampede days to the University of Minnesota to being drafted and now playing in the NHL. So we'll have some different highlights that we'll play throughout the course of the night. And then we've also worked with KDLT and KSFY in town, and they've dug up some packages for us, some old stories on Thomas Vanek. So it'll be kind of a throwback night to see what it was like, some stories from when he was 17 years old and playing here in Sioux Falls. So I think that's going to be fun for our fans to watch as well. So we'll be doing that. And then all week, if you're following us on Facebook and on Twitter at SF Stampede, we're going to be giving away. We have a couple autographed, actually signed by Thomas Vanek, the bobblehead, so you'll have an opportunity to win that. And in addition, fans who are coming to our game will be doing some interactions during the game on Facebook and Twitter. Well, you'll also have an opportunity to win a bobblehead. So some pretty exciting things, and we're excited. We're playing Cedar Rapids, who's playing pretty good hockey right now. So hopefully we can get a little Thomas Vanek luck on our special night and find a way to victory on Friday.
I hope so. Now, for people who want, because that sounds like a great time, and nights like that are always so much fun. Mm-hmm. How can I get tickets?
Yeah, we've actually got, thank you for asking, we've got a ticket special going on for the night, so you can get two tickets for just $12 for the game. So a nice discount on what the tickets normally are. So they're 2 for $12. They're available at our office, so you can call me at the office, 336-6060. You can stop in at the Birdcage, but it's only available through the office and through 5 p.m. on Friday. So again, though, two tickets for $12. You can't beat that. So a chance to come on out and enjoy Thomas Vanek night and cheer the Stampede back onto victory and onto the right track.
Yeah, I really want to see you guys do well. So I hope things...
We're getting there. I feel like it's one of these days we got to break through and have a big game, so hopefully that'll be Friday night.
Well, and hopefully with all the excitement going on, that may translate onto the ice.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely, exactly. That's what we're going for.
Jim Olander, the voice of Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.